by special recording, General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty high-o silver. The Lone Ranger. Companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, let's go, Tonto.
Want to be when you realize that champions are made, not born. It couldn't be truer in the case of golf champion Kerry Middlecoff. When Kerry was just in his teens, he putted hours on the green, learned to drive how to chip, and from the chance he took a tip, a bowl of Wheaties gave him zip. Now Kerry hits him to the pin. Eating Wheaties helps him win. Champion Kerry Middlecoff, a long, long time Wheaties eater, 20 years in all. Wheaties help, all right. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. All right, Kerry, slam that ball. What?
Hey, he's on his way, on his way. He's on his way, on his way. Get on your way with Wheaties. Cause champions are made, not born.
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties. Breakfast of champions.
Cattle rustlers had become the plague of the range and of the ranches in and around the town of Bowesville. Sheriff Tom Rowley met with no success in tracking down the rustlers or the stolen cattle. But he had a firm conviction, and after the outlaws' last raid, he expressed it to ranchers Jason Phillips and Bill Faxon.
Those aren't ordinary rustlers we're after. I'm willing to bet somebody in Bowesville tipping them off to every move that's made here.
You have any idea who it might be?
Almost anyone in town.
It could be that dirt-digging hombre, Alec Tillman.
Mr. Tillman's not a cattleman, Mr. Faxon.
No, he's a nester, a farmer. And farmers don't like us cattlemen the more we like them.
I wouldn't put anything past a nester.
Oh, time's wasting here. I better mosey along.
Going back to the ranch, Mr. Faxon?
No, my new foreman, Rocky McLean, came into town with me to hire some new cowpokes. I got to meet up with him and see how he made out.
I'll see you, Sheriff.
Yeah.
You too, Phillips.
Yeah, see you, Bill.
Bill Faxon didn't know it, but Foreman Rocky McLean was a rustler, the chief lieutenant to the leader of the outlaw band. And the leader was none other than rancher Jason Phillips. The men met late that night in the thick woodland behind Bill Faxon's Circle 8 ranch. Rocky was explaining.
And we've had all our cows out in the rain since early spring. Now Faxon has me hiring new hands because he's planning to round up the herd and take it to Dodge City.
What, so soon?
Yeah, he's afraid of having his cows rustling.
Rocky, we plan to take over that outfit in a big way. That's why I talked Faxon into the hiring.
I know, boy.
We've done well hitting the other herds the way we have this past month. We must have a few hundred head of beef hidden away now. I want a few hundred more from the Circle 8.
And I'll fix things for tomorrow, boy.
All right, fine, Rocky. I'll do some fixing also.
Huh? Like what?
Yeah, I don't know whether anyone suspects me of being mixed up in this rustling or not.
Boss, nobody would think of such a
thing. You never can tell, Rocky. Everyone's suspicious these days. Bill Faxon even suspects poor Alec Tillman, the nester.
Well, that's not hard to understand. It's because he's not a cattleman. Almost any rancher would suspect him.
Yeah. And he's made the order for a good frame-up.
like what, boss?
You meet me here tomorrow night. We'll go to Kilmer's place together while the boys are making their raid.
What'll we do there?
Steal his horse and maybe a few other things from the stable. Stuff we can drop later near the scene of the raid. It'll look as if he's been there. Yeah. I'll add to it before tomorrow. But believe me, when I'm finished, nobody will be in doubt that Alec Tillman's the king of the Rustlers.
All right, boys, come on.
Fred Horton and the Rustlers rose from their hideout at midnight the next evening and set out for the range to attack the Circle A herd. And at the same moment, Rocky McLean met once more with Jason Phillips near the ranch. Yes. Together they rode through the woods until they reached a spot near the property of Farmer Alec Tillman.
Rocky, leave our horses here and go to the stable on foot.
Right.
The two men dismounted, tied their horses to a tree, and then, clinging to the shadows, they started toward Alec Tillman's stable.
It's a good thing the stable's behind the house. There's no chance of it being seen.
Never mind the talk. Keep moving.
Here.
What the...
The dog.
Hold still.
Listen to that hound.
I didn't know Tillman had one here. Yeah, I see it now. Tied up at the back of the house.
What do we do?
Yeah, we can't stay here. Let's make a run for the stable. Once we're out of sight, maybe that hound will stop.
All right.
They have no idea they were being trailed here.
Castle, but a 2 hours' ride from Bullsdale, was away from the beaten trails in a narrow valley buried between heavily wooded slopes. There, the cattle were placed inside the makeshift rope and pole corrals, which dotted the ground. Red Horton, after his men had dismounted and removed the saddles from their horses, met with them near one of the three rude huts, which had been built next to the animal enclosures.
Oh, that's a big boss. It's a great one for setting up alibis. Wants Rocky to have one. I got to ride and meet Rocky like we planned to tell him that everything's all right at this end.
How long will you be gone, Red?
Not too long. I'll be back before noon. Steady, boy. I'll tell you what happens next after I get back. Get up there. Come on.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Did you ever wonder who'd replace present-day Wheaties champions like Mickey Mantle or Roy Campanella when they finally retire? You know, as a sports announcer, I'm Mel Allen. I bet it's just an average guy, maybe the boy next door. Sure, maybe he can't run or hit like Mantle or Campanella as of now, but don't forget, champions are made, not born. Mickey Mantle wasn't born a champion. Gosh, when he was only 12, he practiced hitting for hours and started training with Wheaties. Roy Campanella, a Wheaties eater since he was 13 years old, spent years learning enough baseball to make the grade with the Dodgers. Roy and Mickey started with no more raw ability than hundreds of other baseball hopefuls, but they got on their way with hard practice and the right food. You'll notice they both chose Wheaties, and they still choose Wheaties. Why Wheaties? I can tell you the big energy reason. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. I'd like to see you a champion someday, and just remember, champions are made, not born. Get on your way with Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Than we've heard them tell.
But then, what a murder man with a
talking about Bill Faxon. Faxon's been in this territory a long time. He's an honest man and he knows us.
We helped him a long time ago.
His ranch is less than a quarter of a mile from here. The cattle those rustlers stole last night must be his. I'm going to Faxon's ranch and face this crook Rocky. Meanwhile, you go back and keep an eye on Tillman's captors.
Let me go back now.
The Lone Ranger, leaving his horse where it would die, hurried through the woods, then sprinted across the deserted ranch grounds toward the side door of the house. At that moment, the door opened and Bill Faxon stood in the entrance.
All right, you, you're covered. Stand right where you... Hey, am I seeing things? You're the Lone Ranger.
Yes, Mr. Faxon, let me come inside, please.
Sure, sure, come right in.
Mr. Faxon, you know a man named Rocky?
Sure, Rocky McLean, my foreman. He's out on the range with the outfit now.
He's not on the range, Mr. Faxon, and I'm afraid your outfit's in bad shape. Now listen to me.
Briefly, the Lone Ranger told all that he and Tonto had seen and heard since early morning. When he finished, the rancher's eyes were dull with disbelief.
Oh, I can't believe it. The whole thing's too crazy.
I'll prove to you it's true. But before Rocky gets here, we must get word to the sheriff. Is there anyone around who can ride to town at once?
Sure, sure. My cook, Lee Chin. Lee will ride to town.
Look out that rear window, Mr. Faxon. Coming from the woods back there.
Say, it's Rocky, sure enough.
You can see his shirt and ribbons, as I told you it would be.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say you're probably calling this whole thing right. I'll play it through like you suggested. Lee Chin, come here, Pronto.
On his way to the stable, when Rocky McLean staggered into the house by way of the rear door and dramatically collapsed on the floor. When he opened his eyes, Bill Faxon was standing above him silently. Rocky waited for some reaction, received none, and then began to perform.
Boss, I get away from them. Put their hats to me, they'll kill me.
Who, Rocky?
The wrestlers. Alec Kilman's gang. Boss, they killed all our men except me. I fought it out with him till my ammunition was gone.
Rocky, stand up on your feet like you're able to and stop making up stories about Alec Tillman.
What are you talking about?
Rocky, if what I heard is true, then you're the filthiest, orneriest polecat that ever saw the light of day.
Don't you talk to me like that.
See, you've forgotten your acts already. Rocky, we're going back up into the woods where you and Red and your boss have Alec tied up.
Why, you? Get those hands off, Faxon. Before I kill you, tell you how you know just what you said.
I was told by that masked man who came out of the room behind you.
What? Drop the gun, Rocky.
Oh, my wrist!
You shouldn't have drawn your gun.
Now, pick up his gun. There goes Lee Chin for the sheriff. The sheriff. Yes, you varmint.
We'll bandage the wrist, Rocky. And while that's being done, you listen to me. You're going to do as I tell you.
Jason Phillips, standing behind the gagged and trussed up Alec Tillman, heard the approaching footsteps in the brush. He turned to Red Horton.
Yeah, this must be Rocky. Have your gun ready anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocky, is that you?
Yeah, boss. It's me.
You tell that story about Tillman?
Yeah. I told Faxon.
Yeah, good. Let's get these ropes off Tillman. We'll shoot him and take him over to the ranch.
Rocky, you told Faxon that Tillman was after you, didn't you?
No, I didn't let him get that far.
Faxon.
Jason Phillips. So you're the murdering rattler who killed Red and killed him.
No, you don't.
I'm shot.
As the Lone Ranger stepped from the underbrush, Jason Phillips bent, grabbed Alec Tillman beneath the arms, and lifted him as a shield.
Yes, shoot him in your kill.
You don't want to kill this man, do you?
No, Phillips. We're not like you. Take him, Tonto.
No, me.
Tonto stepped from the bushes behind Phillips and pressed his gun against the man's back.
You stand there. Don't shoot.
Good work, Tonto. I knew you were there.
Alec Tillman, I'm sorry. Rocky told me I got you into this thing. I'm sorry. Here. Let me remove that gag and loosen those ropes. Thanks.
You, Phillips, move over here with the other two crooks. Then we'll march back to the Circle 8 and wait for the sheriff.
Lee Chin arrived with the sheriff and his posse a short time later. Phillips and the two wounded rustlers, Rocky and Red, were handcuffed and sent back to the jailhouse. Then, led by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, the lawman rode on to the range. There, the survivors of the Circle 8 range crew were treated by the doctor who had accompanied Sheriff Raleigh. The sheriff said,
"That's a good thing those rustlers are bad shots, else those fellows would all be dead." Mr. Thatcher?
Yep, Rocky sure had it wrong when he said they were good shots.
Well, we'll leave them here under the care of the doctor. There'll be some wagons along to pick them up later.
Then let's get on to the rustler's hideout. They're expecting Red Horton to return. We'll surprise them.
Right, come on, let's go.
The rustlers were caught unprepared in their valley hideout.
Move, Silver! Get them up! Come on!
Posse, once more led by the Lone Ranger, converged on the outlaws, their guns blasting in ceaseless fire. This is ABC Radio Network.